Morning, everyone. Wasn't that just brilliant? I actually want to particularly thank Nikki for a couple of weeks ago just teaching us all as a congregation how to do the walka, 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 walka in the light. And I work as an offshore engineer, so I've been teaching some of the lads at work, you know, to do it, and oh, how they laughed. It's just been wonderful. Thank you so much to the team. You know that some of the team are school teachers, and having worked all this week in their own time, have to go back to work this coming week and get stuck into looking after noisy children again, having tired themselves out this week. So a huge thanks to the team, and perhaps especially to the school teacher. So after my little talk this morning, we're just going to say a little prayer for those that are going to school next week. Well, you've been given an awful lot of thoughts this morning. You've been given thoughts about walking in the light. What does that mean? You've been given thoughts about our God is a great big God. What does that mean? That he will give us forgiveness and forgiveness forever. What does that mean? And so very kindly, the team gave me the task of summing up the entire message of the week, and I have 10 minutes to do it in. So I'd value your prayers this morning. Right. What we're going to do is, I've got a few pictures here, and I'll take you through the pictures. Can you all see that over the top of my head? I don't know if you've been reading the news lately, but it hasn't been great, has it? So we've got global warming, and we've got a drought, and we've got a war in Ukraine, and we've got China threatening Taiwan, and it just all seems to be bad news. And then, of course, our government is so stable at the moment that they've got it all under control. What are you laughing at? And it's wonderful to see that our country is in safe hands. Well, I've got some better news for you. In fact, I'm going to share with you this morning the best news ever. You are going to be so glad that you came to the Holiday Club CCC Sunday morning service so that you can hear the best news ever. Here it is. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." Do you remember? Walka, 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 walka in the light. I think I'll get you all up. No, it's okay. Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life." However, although this is the best news ever, you have got to be able to think big to really grasp what that means. So what we're going to do is we're all going to take off in a rocket this morning up from CCC, and we're going to go out into space. So just hold on to your seats, because this is going to be quite quick. It was very quick. Here we are. This is CCC. And we're taking off, and you're somewhere inside that building at the moment. And we're going to accelerate away, because our God, remember, is a great big God. Now, he's bigger than Caldatho, and he's bigger than Inverness. In fact, he's bigger than the whole of the Highland region. In fact, he's bigger than the north of Scotland. Let's just keep going up in the rocket and see what we see. Well, there's Norway and Greenland coming in. Isn't that wonderful? That picture that you're looking at on the screen is the view of us from space. And you, this morning, are right in the center of that picture. Let's go to the next slide. You've got to think big this morning. Very big. And we are sitting on a big spaceship. Because not only is our planet enormous, let me tell you, it's 6,000 trillion megatons of rock. You just can't imagine what that's like. Underneath your feet to get to the center of the earth, below the church here, it's 4,000 miles away. Not only that, but we're traveling at 20 miles per second. Since you came in to the car, from the car park into the church, to the time that you leave at the end of the barbecue, you will have traveled through space over 100,000 miles. Now, it doesn't matter whether you can get your head round it or not, it's still true. Our God is a great big God. And he's a bit of an expert when it comes to light, because everything that you see in that picture is lit up by the sun that God created. Now, because we orbit around the sun, here's a little fact for you. Christmas is still 200 million miles from where we are just now. But don't worry about it, because we'll get there. When you're doing 20 miles a second, it's not really a problem to cover 200 million miles. Is this blowing your mind a little bit? See, faith is not about accepting what's ridiculous. It's accepting what's difficult to get your head round. Well, this is God's world, and he lights it up by his sun. If you think the earth is big, you should see the sun. If the earth was right next to it, then that circle that I've drawn on the picture there would be the size of the earth relative to the size of the sun. We've got a tiny sun. Our sun is really, really, really small. We'll show you one of the bigger ones. That's in our galaxy. That's called Antares. And I actually had to make the sun slightly bigger so you could see it in the picture. Our God is a great big God. And he's a bit of an expert when it comes to light. And the Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And then it says in verse 3 of the same chapter, and God said, let there be light. So light is God's invention. Now, if you think that's clever, wait till you see this. That is a bald eagle. The flight control system in a bald eagle is the size of a walnut. And it is incredible. Let me tell you about it. An eagle's flight control computer operates 10,000 times faster than the control computer in an aircraft. And it's the size of a walnut. It can detect thermals in the air, aim for them, and then fly for hours without using any power at all. That's clever. Get a jumbo jet to do that. But then it uses light to guide itself. Now, your eyes are pretty good, but compared to an eagle's eyes, the cameras that God gave an eagle on either side of its head are 5 times better than yours. And it has, you know how you get lots of pixels in a picture? An eagle's eyes have got 1 million pixels in a square millimeter. And this means that he can see a rabbit from 3 miles away. And we can only see 180 degrees in front of us, and an eagle can see all the way around. And so he flies through the air with full almost 360-degree vision, and these cameras are processing the images 25 times a second. Now, the clever bit about this is the whole bird is 3D printed inside an egg. And when it pops out of the egg, It's already got the flight control system pre-programmed with all the software in that little walnut. Now, you could believe that if you just wait long enough, this sort of technology will find its own way into the world. It just happened by itself if you just wait long enough. Or you could be sensible about it and recognize that our God is a great big God and he's very clever and he's good at making things and he's a lot better at it than we are. And he knows how to handle light. Okay, there's another kind of light though, which is not just the physical light that we can see falling on the houses over there. It's spiritual light. And the Bible is one of the most incredible books ever published because the authors didn't get any money for it. And it wasn't just one author. It was written by 40 authors over 2,000 years, and they're all describing the same God, this great big God that's all forgiving and loving and full of light. How come they managed to describe the same experience of the same God? And there's remarkable stuff in there. There's some good news and there's some bad news. I've got to be honest here. There's some bad news. I'll give you the bad news first. And when you understand this bad news and good news, you're starting to get a little bit of this spiritual light. The bad news is God is holy. He's completely untouched by sin. Sin is all the wrong things that we do and say. If anybody doesn't know what sin is, just live for 10 minutes and you'll experience it. And sin excludes us from him. So we don't have naturally that spiritual light. We can see the physical light. God's given that to everybody. But that spiritual light is shut off when we have sin in our lives. And it can't be overlooked. So that's pretty bad news. But the Bible's full of good news. And it's the best news ever. He loves us so much that God came himself as a man and took our punishment. Wow. Can you get your head around that? The God that created this enormous universe came as a man and let people mock him and laugh at him and crucify him so that he could take on himself the punishment that we deserve for the wrong that we've done. It's the best news ever, because what it means is you can be completely forgiven for everything forever. And that's what the children have been learning about this week. See, what we've been doing is we've been doing a series on Joseph. And Joseph is a lovely example of human forgiveness. See, when Joseph forgave his brothers, it was a wonderful moment. It was like one of these moments in Long-Lost Family or something, you know. You could start shedding a tear when you get to the end of Genesis. And you see that love and that reconciliation. But it took a while. He was enjoying just teasing them a little bit before he forgave them. He needed some forgiveness himself. It wasn't all one way. And they were worried that it was going to be temporary. And so in one way, the story of Joseph falls down as an analogy of what God's forgiveness is like. Because when God forgives, he does so immediately. And he does so completely unconditionally. And he does so forever. And he begins an everlasting friendship with us when he forgives us. Not only that, he adopts us as his child. And he gives you hope and a future. Do you remember the Jeremiah 29 verse 11 verse? God says, I know the plans that I have for you. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And then here's the incredible fact. He looks on us as if we had lived the life of Jesus. Someone once asked the question, if Jesus had to pay for our sins, why didn't he just come down on the Friday, die on the cross, rise again on the Sunday, and go back to heaven? And then it would be done. Why was he here for 30 years, working hard, looking after a family, running his own business, working as a carpenter? What was all that about? And you know, the forgiveness of God is beyond human forgiveness. In fact, some theologians call it imputation. Now, there's a big word for you this morning. What God is actually doing is he's taking the sinful life that we have and imputing it to Jesus as if Jesus had lived the sinful life, and he takes the punishment. And then he takes that perfect life of Jesus and he imputes that to us as if we had lived the life of Jesus. And now we can be his children. The light can come on. How do you get this light? Well, you could try helping old ladies across the road, but that's not going to get you there. And you could try joining the church choir or helping out at the holiday club, but that's not going to get you there either. What's going to get you there is asking God for forgiveness, and he'll give you it. And so I've just put a little prayer up there. It's just a few words. I'm sorry for all the wrong things that I have done. Thank you for sending Jesus to die in my place. Please forgive me and make me your child and become the guiding light in my life. If you prayed that prayer sincerely, you would begin a relationship with God. The light would slowly start to come on. I prayed that prayer in 1971. Pharaoh, who you met this morning, prayed that prayer when he was, 12 years old or something like that. So there'll be about 1906, something like that. Is that Alan? And Alan said, and now here I am today, 50 years on, whatever, more convinced than ever of God's love and God's forgiveness. There's a reason that you're here this morning. You were here to hear this very simple 10-minute message that God is wanting to give you forgiveness forever. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you this morning for Holiday Club and for all that the children have learned. And we pray that you will touch the hearts of those here this morning that don't know you, that are not sure about the future, that can't see that spiritual light. And we pray that they will have the courage to pray that prayer, asking you for forgiveness, so that they too can enjoy the light of life and walk in the light. Lord, we thank you for the message of the Bible. And we pray that you will bless us each one, that we will endeavor to try and learn more and more so that we can walk closer and closer to you. And Lord, we just pray this morning particularly for the teachers and for the pupils that will be going back to school this week. And we ask that you will just give them the stamina for getting back to work and back into the swing of things. And we know that many of those that were involved in Holiday Club will be tired and yet are going back to work this week, and we just pray that you will refresh them and bless them and strengthen them for this coming week. We thank you, Lord, for your time with us this morning. Pray you'll bless us. In Jesus' name, amen.